I'm Ashish Jemin, and today I'll talk about SQL Data Services. So SQL Data Services is our data service offering on the cloud. It's a virtualized database in the cloud. It's you should not confuse it with a hosted database, because it's an offering from Microsoft where you can access the database from APIs like REST and SOAP, and the data that is returned to you is in REST and SOAP format. It's not a relational database, but underpinnings of SQL, it does use SQL Server technology as its infrastructure. It has a distributed fabric of SQL Server nodes to process queries and index and store and index of your data. It's very highly available and scalable infrastructure, and as I said before, you can access the data that is stored in SQL Data Services using standard HTTP protocols like SOAP and REST. Let's quickly talk about the data model of SDS, or SQL Server Data Services. On the top level, we have a concept of authority. You can think of authority as a unit of geolocation, and it is tied to a DNS name. In an authority, there can be one or many containers. A container, you can think of as a database schema, and you know, and in the container, you can have many entities, which again, you know, depending on your architecture, you can think of them being as a table or a database itself. A container can have one or many entities, and then you also have a choice of flexible entities. Currently, the data types of an entity are string, binary, boolean, decimal, date, time. You also have an ability to store blobs right now in SSDS. So, you know, when you can access authority containers and entities both using REST and SOAP. With REST, it is using simple HTTP verbs like GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE. You can query an entity, make changes to an entity, you know, query a container, delete a container, and do all kinds of operations on your SQL Server Data Services data. And then SOAP, with SOAP we have you can then directly create a proxy that would provide you methods like GET, CREATE, UPDATE, and DELETE, and you can use SOAP as a protocol as well to access your data that is stored in SQL Server Data Services. So now let's quickly jump to a demo. Okay, so let's fire up Visual Studio. So what I'm trying to create here in this demo is to create a picture backup service. The idea is that I have this console application that would monitor or listen to changes on one of my folders. So if you look into this the code here, I'm creating a file watcher that would watch a specific folder on my machine. And as the content of that folder changes, if I'm adding a picture there or removing a picture there, it would fire specific events like created and delete, which eventually would go to the picture service and delete the picture from SDS and also add the picture. So let me show you these folders. So what I've done is I've my file watcher is watching this folder here, and when I move my pictures to this folder, it would actually go and create and add this picture on SDS, as well as when I remove it, it would delete from there. So that is the main idea. So I have this file watcher sitting here. I have this service which wraps the calls to SDS. So my picture service is, you know, simple calls like creating authority, getting the picture names, get the pictures, add pictures, delete picture. And all the calls to SDS are wrapped in this REST methods.cs, which I have actually downloaded and modified a bit. It is downloaded from CodePlex. Ryan Dunn actually has done a good job in creating this. So I am not reinventing the wheel, I'm just leveraging his. All right, so let's just quickly run this application here. All right, so my service is running here. Let me open up the folders, and let me move this butterfly picture in this folder, go back to the service, and it says, okay, the new blob entry has been created, the picture has been uploaded. That's very nice. Let me actually move rocks and windows as well. That's great. Let me move one more and move the rocks out. So now it actually, if you see in this service call here, it added everything, and the last one is it deleted the entry. So that is the whole idea, and I published the code along with this video. Now, to look at SDS data, I have created a WPF application as well, and I'll post this code as well. But I want to show you another application that a micro ISV has created. Omega, Cerebrata is the name of the company, and the tool is called Omega. Have created an SDS, a Silverlight application that you can use as a viewer to your SDS data. So logging in here using my SDS credentials. By the way, you can sign up for the CTP of SDS and get your own credentials and start playing with it. So as I log in, you see I have two authorities there. In pictures, I have a container pic, and you see three pictures that I uploaded using this client, and I actually deleted one, so that's why you know you only see three. So very nice tool, Silverlight based, very easy to work with, very intuitive.
Okay, so lastly, let me point you to a couple of resources. The REST library that I was using is at code.msdn.com /vac/ssds/rest. Ryan Dunn actually did this. It's a pretty neat library to use. Then you can sign up for SDS CTP at Azure. You know, search for Azure and it should take you there. And you can always go back to our team site's blog, which is at blogs.msdn.com/vac/usisvde. The tool that I showed you is at omega.cerebrata.com. It's a Silverlight client for SDS. And thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.